Well, finally today, there's more uncertainty for thousands of workers in South Australia as the owner of the Whyalla Steelworks, GFG, is plunged into further financial chaos. Creditors have filed a Supreme Court claim to wind up British billionaire Sanjeev Gupta's operations after his main financier, Greensills, went into administration. So what does all this mean for the steel town of Whyalla and where its future is its future once again in doubt? Georgia Roberts is a presenter with ABC North and West SA and has been following the story closely.
Well, Sally, whilst the concerns for the future of GFG Alliance in particular are strong, this isn't the first time the steelworks itself has had its ownership come under threat. You know, it's not uncommon for these industrial businesses in regional Australia to change ownership. The employees kind of keep working under a new sign. It's been four times in recent memory that the one steel, Whyalla Steelworks, is, well, I guess their future has come under threat. I spoke with the Mayor of Whyalla, Claire McLaughlin, earlier today. She's implored the community to remain positive as the process plays out, not to jump to conclusions or speculation. She said she's also recently been encouraged by the GFG's financial situation in a recent briefing. So there is obviously concern for the future of GFG. Whether that will affect Whyalla, it remains to be seen.
And the steelworkers have arrived at work today with this situation intensifying. Can you paint a bit of a picture for us, Georgia? What's the mood like in the region at the moment?
I heard from our local member from Whyalla, Eddie Hughes. Now, he has previously worked at One Steel's Whyalla Steelworks, and his son is now employed by the steelworks. He said that employees seem quite relaxed going about their day-to-day. I spoke with him earlier, and here's what he had to say.
My son just came home a few minutes ago off night shift. They're all reasonably positive, especially given the circumstances. They know that the order books are full, they're churning out steel, and they know that the operations here in Australia do not appear to have much exposure when it comes to Credit Suisse and Citibank. So it's the operations here in Australia have been going very well, which we cannot say for all of the operations globally. And we don't want to be caught up. We don't want to be collateral damage as a result of what is happening internationally. We've got a sound business here, and that sound business needs to continue.
And Georgia, just finally, how confident are people in Whyalla that they'll be able to ride this one out? You're saying to us very clearly it's something that's happened before. What do you think the chances are of them getting through?
Well, the future of the steelworks could continue without the financial backing of GFG. Of course, they have had several other owners in the past. I put that question again to our member for Giles, and he remained confident that it could be done. It had been done before. The Australian Workers Union branch secretary, Peter Lamps, has also said that you know, his employees at One Steel Manufacturing are going about business as usual. This court action that we are hearing about that has been brought forth by these creditors is only just starting, and there's a lot left to play out.
That's Georgia Roberts, a presenter with ABC North and West in South Australia.